Chapter 5. Secrets. Best friends have secrets. Andy and I are no exception. Of course, I can't really discuss all of our secrets because if I did, they wouldn't be secrets anymore. But I can tell about this one thing, because we got caught, and so it's a secret no more. It's an ex-secret. The secret I'm talking about, the secret that isn't a secret anymore, has to do with the Tuttle place on Redbud Road. Mrs. Tuttle, who was 96 years old at the time, died a few years ago. Andy and I were 13. After she died, her son Jack cleaned out her house and put up a for sale sign. Every now and then somebody would look at the house, but it had so many problems that no one wanted to buy it. The roof was rotten. Foundation was collapsing, the plumbing was rusted and leaky, and there were bats in the attic. Also, it was way down at the end of Redbud Road, with no other houses in sight. The Tuttle place had been for sale for almost a year, the day Andy and I broke in. It was a chilly, breezy, early spring afternoon. Andy and I were out walking and talking, the way we always did. I was wearing a light windbreaker, and I was cold. We were walking by the Tuttle place when Andy noticed a window that hadn't been closed all the way. "Let's go in and check it out," he said. Or maybe it was me who said it. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was me. We climbed in through the window. It was warmer inside. The sun was slanting in hard through the windows. The rooms were bright and clean and empty. Jack Tuttle had gotten rid of almost all the furniture, refinished the wood floors to a pale golden yellow, and painted all the walls bright white. I guess he thought maybe people would overlook the roof and the plumbing if the paint was fresh. Andy and I wandered through the echoey spaces, a forbidden kingdom, clean and white and separate from the world. After we explored the whole house, we sat down in the middle of the biggest room in the house and talked for hours. While we talked, I carved a design in the maple floor next to the big stone fireplace. When Andy and I find a place that is important to us, we like to leave our mark. Maple is very hard wood and difficult to carve, but I'm very focused. And I always finish what I start. The design I carved that afternoon is gone now, but I still remember its lines and curves as if I carved it yesterday. I'd been working on it in my head for a long time. It became our sign, our secret mark, our sigil. The design contains Andy's and my initials, A-M-D-M-H. It looks like two people sitting at a campfire, me and Andy. I'm the one on the left because I have a low body temperature and I like to sit closer to the flames. Anyway, as I mentioned, as far as the Tuttle place goes, our secret didn't last. But I don't really feel like talking about that right now.